Welcome to Postcast. The Jazz do as the Jazz should tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers in dominating fashion. Up by as many as 38, they cruise to a win 115-99. We're talking about it next on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you in part by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Some guy tweeted to me, or maybe emailed me, saying he was mad at me because he was listening to Postcast and now he's supposed to get work done and all I could think of was Mudslide cookies. Sorry. We can talk about the June.
They're good, that's for sure.
We can talk about the June pies instead. Well, the pork tomatillo June pie, pretty good. Tell your wife you'll cook dinner so she... Sorry. It's a blowout. We got inside jokes. I mean, I don't want to... Tell your wife you'll cook dinner, get a pork tomatillo June pie, and I promise you won't burn it.
Okay. I'll tell her that.
Okay.
She'll laugh. She'll
just go with us. Just pretend you know what's going on. So how are you, Ramboon?
It's funny.
All right, we're having a ball. Winning is so much more fun than losing.
Yeah, it sure is. The Jazz won by 16 points, David.
But here's the thing, actually. I want to talk. Let's talk about this because, actually, so Quinn's, like, mad about how the team played. He just said, like, we got to be more focused, better in his postgame press conference. They didn't play particularly great tonight. But you know what? They leave so happy tonight. Like, this is the Nate McMillan grocery store again.
Yeah.
Like, we've won six games in a row. Five of them, I'm actually not sure we could have lost if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clipper win was really good. But this is how it works. You get a schedule where you have games that aren't particularly difficult. You win them like you're supposed to. You go get the one against the Clippers. Now all of a sudden you're on a win streak. You feel great about yourself. And we got five really, really important games coming up that we're rolling into feeling good about ourselves.
Yeah, be happy. Let this game go. Let the players go. I mean, I'm sure that what he's talking about is the way the Jazz finished the basketball game. You know, they gave up 39 points in that fourth quarter. But, you know, you have to realize what he had out there on the floor. And what coaches get upset with is when you don't execute. I mean, if you execute and you're missing shots, then that's different. But defensively, if you're missing out and you're not – I mean, there was a couple of times there – I think Epe Udo and maybe George Yang.
Three straight times.
You know, and that's probably what he gets upset about more so than anything, the defensive game plan that wasn't executed.
Are the Jazz playing a tremendous amount better in the last six games than they did in the previous six before that?
They look a lot better. Playing a lot better offensively, they might be doing just the same thing, but defensively, they have really been off the charts. So I'd have to say yes. Yeah, hell yes, they're playing a lot better.
Since the Kyle Korver trade, they have the best differential of any team in the Western Conference, third best in the NBA. I think, what are they, 16-9 now, maybe 17-9. That trade changed feels like now it changed the trajectory of this season.
I don't think there's any doubt that adding a shooter like that with this system has really changed the outlook of what this team can flat out do. Now, Alec Burks was a good player in this system for a while. So was Rodney Hood. But I'm not necessarily sure that Alec Burks was a big part of a team's game plan defensively. Kyle Korver's, he's definitely in their game plan. When Kyle Korver comes into the ball game and I'm being an opponent, coach, you know, I'm thinking about how to defend him and what we want to do to him, and because he's such a big part of this offense right now.
The other aspect of this is what Kyle Korver has done behind the scenes. He spent some time with Donovan Mitchell. I was talking to Donovan when we were in shoot around in LA. He's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, that session was a 9.9 for my confidence. Royce O'Neal is Kyle Korver's shooting partner in shooting games. He is shooting nearly 50% from three since Kyle Korver got here. I don't know that Kyle Korver is necessarily coaching them, or, I mean, he does. He's willing to give them suggestions and give them thoughts. But there's got to be something to just being around somebody who's that precise, has that limited amount of movement. I think Donovan has a little less movement right now than he had in his shot before. Royce O'Neal's shot, if you actually watch it, is really very compact. I actually now think it's going in every time he shoots. He's that hot. I wonder what the behind the scenes impact on this is as well.
Well, what I'm going to start looking for, and I've been watching, this is something I pay a lot of attention to, is where guys miss and where they continue to miss. I think that's a big part of a player's confidence when they're starting to stroke it and shoot the basketball well, when they don't miss by much. Kyle Korver, when he misses, doesn't miss by much. He's pretty much online. Even with his off-balance shots, and I made reference to this the other night about him and J.J. Redick. I mean, those are shots that coaches normally would just cringe on. Say, man, you're not balanced. You're not going straight up and straight down. You're floating to your right. You're twisting and turning. And how can you be a good shooter? But no one's complaining about the way those guys shoot the basketball.
Jazz roll with ease, 115-99 is the final of the night. Huge week. Huge five games coming up.
Yes.
Portland, Denver, Minnesota, Minnesota, Portland. Any thoughts as we head into that stretch?
This is some ball games that really separate themselves from those teams, because those teams right there, especially Portland and especially Denver, are the teams that we are going to be competing with. So it's time to win some of those games.
Night started. We were two games out of third. That's how crazy tight it all is. Jazz win it over Cleveland with ease on Postcast.